Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So the question, of course, is how great will these new standards be for automakers, for car makers, for everybody? The answer is amazing. This is great. This is probably the best announcement in a long, long time, in my opinion. And you know what? I heard from a car guy himself who told me how great this is. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. We're going to jump back into the White House because this is really important. And our buddy Steve Pacerduti, who is a mechanic, and he's a car guy. So, you know, he's not just a politico. He said that this is great for the automakers, really great for them for a lot of reasons. But let me jump in. The president's taking some questions here, and then we'll come back to that. Go ahead.
Car prices for consumers are down before you did.
Just about everything is down. You know, this whole thing is, they use the word affordability. It's a Democrat hoax. They're the ones that drove the prices up. Mm-hmm. And all they do is say affordability, and you're supposed to say, oh, that means they had low prices. No, we inherited the worst inflation in the history of our country. They say 48 years, but let's say that's history. I don't believe that. Biden had, because of his stupid ways and his, between his energy policies and his spending policies, we had the worst inflation in the history of our country. And now our prices are coming down, and they're coming down for cars, and they're coming down. I mean, did you hear yesterday when Chris Wright from energy, the head of energy in our country, said there are now parts of our country, it's all happening, $1.99 for gasoline a gallon. And we have it at $2.50, $2.60. It was at $5. And that's bigger than any tax cut we could give. And, you know, for the average family, that's considered bigger than any tax cut. So the word affordability, when they mention it, you ever watch them? It's all about, I saw the young lady that lost last night. She lost by a lot more than they thought. And we have a great new candidate in Congress. Really great, Matt Van Epps. But I saw last night, she said, it's all about affordability, all about, they never talk about like the specifics.
Right.
Everything was through the roof. Eggs, when I took over, eggs were four times higher than they ever were. We got the prices down to the lowest level.
Yep.
I mean, amazing. But they never, you gotta watch, they're great con people. It's like the Inflation Reduction Act. And after they got it approved, because everybody said inflation reduction, they admitted it had nothing to do with reducing inflation. It's a con job. I think affordability is the greatest con job. They look at you and they say, affordability. They don't say anything else. Everyone says, oh, their prices were so low. No, they had the worst inflation. We had the highest prices we ever had, and now they're all coming down, including beef is coming down. Beef was up there a little bit. Our ranchers did well, but we got to make them do a little bit less well, perhaps. But the beef is now coming down. Coffee is now coming down. It's all coming down. And it's a beautiful thing to see. But remember this, when they use the word affordability, they just say, they never say anything else. This election's about affordability. And then they go on to the next subject. It's a con job. They caused the highest prices in the history of our country, the worst inflation in the history of our country. And we're getting those prices down, and they're coming down rapidly. And you'll see those results very soon. Anybody else want to say a few words? Oh, Ted.
I'm easy to miss.
It's very rare that I would miss. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, Mr. President, I want to congratulate you on behalf of everyone here for the leadership that you're showing. And this is a victory today for consumers. This is a victory for affordability. Your critics like to say the word affordability. Under Joe Biden and the Democrats, they put mandate after mandate after mandate on cars and trucks, and they drove the price up thousands and thousands of dollars. And with the actions you're taking today, and you put on top of that the one big beautiful bill, you know, most of the senators here on the Senate Commerce Committee, and on the Commerce Committee, we worked together to zero out the CAFE standards. We wrote that into the law, that the CAFE standards went to zero. What does that mean? It means you can now, as a consumer, buy the car you want. It also means people's lives will be safer, because what these regulations did is they forced cars to be more expensive and made of plastic instead of steel, because you had to make them lighter to comply with these standards, so you'd get
exactly
people would die.
Exactly.
Of what you're doing, you're literally saving people's lives, and you're making it where families can afford to get a new car. These actions will drop the cost of cars and trucks thousands of dollars. That makes a real difference. And I'll make one final point. You know, about half the members here are car dealers. And I will say, my good friend Roger Williams out in the lobby, he tried to sell me a car, which didn't surprise me, but I just want to give props to Mike Kelly. He showed he was savvier because he tried to sell you a car, and you can afford a much nicer car than I can. So well done, Mike. Roger, you just went to the wrong customer.
I was $100 cheaper.
The thing that Ted just said, it's true. Plastic instead of steel. Think of that. And people died because of that. The plastic was plastic in an auto accident, and it broke up, and people were shattered because of that crazy deal. But it's a really good point. Go ahead.
And Mr. President, I'll tell you, in the Senate Commerce Committee on January 14th, we're going to have a hearing with all of the big three there and Tesla, and the entire hearing is going to focus on how your leadership has reduced the burdens on car makers, that's lowering costs, that's giving consumers more choices, and it's producing more jobs in America. And it's highlighted that's a real record of success.
Yeah, well, it's an honor. And, you know, they were going by California. We had like two different countries, California and 15 that followed California, because you had 15 states follow California. And the rules from California were just like everything else. That's why people are leaving. That's why it's such a mess. It's got there's a state with such unbelievable potential. But what they did with the car industry is incredible. And that was, you know, the car companies didn't know what to do because they had two standards and you can't build two different cars for the same country. And what we're doing today is very big. Would anybody like to say something? Would you like to say something, my friend?
I just want to say thank you.
Yes, thank you.
The rewriting of these standards is going to is such a big deal.
Once again, and we love you, Brian.
Oh, I love you too, Mr. President. I've always said
he's a good man.
Well,
go ahead.
I appreciate that. I've always said you've tackled the three M's: mortgage, Munchkins, and marriage. You've solidified all of those. I'll add motor vehicles
Munchkins
to that now. My question, I got one about consumer confidence. We just came off on the record high Black Friday, up 9.1%.
Highest ever, biggest amount ever purchased in one day. Yep.
Which I think counters this narrative of affordability, because apparently the Americans are spending money. So I want to see, how do you view that for a consumer confidence being so high going into Christmas and going into next year? And I do have one for the auto group after you.
Yeah,
after
I just think that we have tremendous confidence in the country. You know, one of the things in terms of confidence, if you go back a year and a half, you know, it's amazing we're like into 10 months already, but you go back a little bit before the election, because after November 5th, it started changing rapidly, even though we weren't running it until January 20th. But when you look back and you look at the enlistment of soldiers, people that wanted to join the military, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard is like booming. It's all Space Force. But we had the worst recruitment in the history of our country. A year later, we have the greatest recruitment in the history. You can't even get in. Getting in is like getting into a top college that you couldn't get in. The people want to be in the service now, and that includes the police and firemen, other things. You couldn't hire police. You couldn't hire anybody in the Army or the Navy. You couldn't get people in. And we now have gone from that to record recruitment. We're getting high quality people, amazing people, wanting to be in the military. They have spirit now. You know, call it what you want, but that's part of it. But they have great spirit now. It's a great thing. Go ahead, ask your second question.
Okay, my second question. I've got a lot of close family friends that are in the automotive business, own dealerships all across Southern California. They sent me a question to ask you. There's a thing called a mileage blocker that is installed on vehicles. It's a type of a computer chip which alters the actual mileage driven on the vehicle so that when you have a leased vehicle that's turned in, they're losing thousands of dollars. We've got to go chase down these manufacturers. What can we do to track down these manufacturers of this illegal computer chip that's really hurting automotive industry?
Have you heard about this?
Yes, sir. They're getting built in China, and most of them are coming out of Great Britain, sir. They're being distributed through China, through distributors, selling them online through Great Britain. Yes, sir.
Wow. That's not so good. What do you think?
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Do you burn it? Do you know anything about that?
It works on older vehicles, and obviously, we got to do a better job.
Yeah, I think it's something I've never heard of. Very good.
I appreciate it.
We never heard of it. That's pretty good.
You released video of that first boat strike on September 2nd, but not the second video. Will you release video of that strike so that the American people can see for themselves what happened?
I don't know what they have, but whatever they have, we'd certainly release. No problem. You know, we stopped every boat we knock out. We save 25,000 American lives.
And if you look at our numbers,
The drugs coming in through sea are down 91%. I'm surprised there's 9%. You want to? I don't know who's doing the 9%, but it's down 91%. And we're going to start very soon on land, and I'm sure you're thrilled to hear that.
On Ukraine, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner were there last night with Vladimir Putin. Can you give us an update about those talks? It sounds from what the Kremlin is saying that they're not going to compromise. Can you tell us what you've...
I don't know what the Kremlin's doing. I can tell you that they had a reasonably good meeting with President Putin. We're going to find out. It's a war that should have never been started. It's a war. If I were president, we had a rigged election. If I were president, that war would have never happened. It's a terrible thing. But I thought they had a very good meeting yesterday with President Putin. We'll see what happens. It's, you know, when I was in this office and I talked about no cards, I said, you have no cards. That was the time to settle. I thought that would have been a much better time to settle. But they, in their wisdom, decided not to do that. They have a lot of things against them right now. But you have President Putin had a very good meeting yesterday with Jared Kushner and with Steve Witkoff. What comes out of that meeting, I can't tell you, because it does take two to tango. You know, Ukraine, I think we have something pretty well worked out with them. They're very satisfied, considering. But the sad part is, if I were president, no war would have ever happened. They would have had 100% of their territory. Nothing would have happened. It's a very sad situation. So think of this. Last month, 27,000 soldiers. 27. That's like, you take a stadium, a football stadium, not an arena, and you cut it in half. 27,000 people died. Mostly young soldiers died last month, in 1 month.
That's
the only reason I'm involved. You know, we're not spending any money in the war. We're selling to NATO. We're not being ripped off like we were under Biden. Biden was handing everybody everything we had, giving them all the missiles, everything they wanted, free, no charge. He had no idea what he was doing. They're paying top dollar, full price for everything. It goes to NATO, and then NATO distributes it. NATO pays us. So it's not money. We would all, I think I can speak for everyone behind here, the politicians I know and the auto manufacturers are good people. They don't want to see 27,000 people die for no reason whatsoever. And that's the only reason I'm trying to help. Yeah, please.
Mr. President, switching to Venezuela for a second. Have you checked back with President Maduro? I mean, is your pressure campaign working? And do you think how's he responded to your demand that he leave the country?
It's not pressure campaign. It's much beyond that, I think. But I spoke to him briefly, just told him a couple of things. We'll see what happens with that. Venezuela sends us drugs, but Venezuela sends us people that they shouldn't be sending. They sent us, they emptied their prisons into our country. They sent us killers, murderers. They sent us drug dealers at the highest level. They sent us gang members. They sent us people from their mental institutions. They emptied their mental institutions into our country. And so did other countries, because we had stupid people running this country, really stupid people. And I think probably you had some stupid ones and you had some smart ones, but there were bad people too. Because nobody, not all of them were stupid. You can't cheat on elections like they did and be stupid. Okay?
Did you talk to him a second time or just that one time?
What's it?
To Maduro. Did you speak to him again?
No, I didn't.
Mr. President, if you do find...
When you spoke with Mr. Witkoff and with Mr. Kushner...
Last night,
did they give you the sense that President Putin still wants to end the war, still wants to make peace?
He would like to end the war. That's what they... That was their impression. Now, whether or not... That was their impression. You know, their impression was that they'd like to... He would like to see the war ended. I think he'd like to get back to dealing a more normal life. I think I'd like to be trading with the United States of America, frankly, instead of, you know, losing thousands of soldiers a week. But their impression was very strongly that they'd like to make a deal.
If it is found that survivors were actually killed while clinging on to that boat, should Secretary Hegseth, Admiral Bradley, or others be punished?
I think you're going to find that this is war, that these people were killing our people by the millions, actually, if you look over a few years. I think last year we lost close to 300,000 people were killed. That's not mentioning all the families. Have you seen what happens with the families of not only the people killed, the people that are trying to get their son or their daughter off of this poison that they've been fed? I think you're going to find that there's a very receptive ear to doing exactly what they're doing, taking out those boats. And very soon we're going to start doing it on land, too, because we know every route, we know every house, we know where they manufacture this crap, we know where they put it all together. And I think you're going to see it very soon on land also. Yeah, please.
So to be clear, you support the decision to kill survivors after the...
No, I support the decision to knock out the boats, and whoever's piloting those boats... Most of them are gone, but whoever are piloting those boats, they're guilty of trying to kill people in our country. Yeah, please.
The House Judiciary Committee has subpoenaed Jack Smith to ask about his investigation of you. I wondered if you'd prefer to see that as a hearing so that the American public can see the questions and the responses more easily.
I'd rather see it probably at a hearing. I mean, look, Jack Smith is a thug. He's a failed prosecutor. He's a bad man. He's an evil man. He hurt a lot of people. Forget about me. You know, I do this stuff, but I got indicted many times by a guy that they were dismissed. He's a bad guy. He's a sick man. There's something wrong with him, actually. I think Jack Smith is a sick man. There's something really wrong with him. I'd rather see him testify publicly because there's no way he can answer the questions. But Biden knew this was going along. Kamala knew it was going along. And there's a lot of things happening right now that they don't like. One of the things is the auto pen. Everything he signed, almost with the exception of the pardon of his wonderful son, Hunter, just about everything he signed was not signed by him. He had no knowledge of it. He didn't know what it was. People sitting around the beautiful Resolute desk knew exactly what it was. And those people are guilty, in my opinion, of a major crime. Everything that was signed by that auto pen, the man operating the auto pen, and I'm sure there are more than one, because I think some of the people can operate it themselves, some of the high-level people operate it themselves. They would just go in and sign his name with an auto pen onto very important documents, not only pardons, but policy, maybe CAFE standards, okay, as an example. Who signed CAFE? If you ask Biden what's a CAFE standard, he would have absolutely no idea. He'd say, where is the CAFE located? The guy didn't know anything. Look, that just shows you what a rigged election can be, but you understand what I'm saying. Thank you.
You've had conversations
with... I did, with Jensen.
Right, so...
Smart man.
In your conversations with him, have you kind of given a sense of where you are with export controls and the types
sure.
of chips
no, he knows
that the VA can give to China?
Sure, he knows. He knows very well. He's done an amazing job. NVIDIA, very good. Yeah.
Mr. President, when do you expect for phase two of the Gaza peace plan to be implemented?
And well, it's going along well. You know, they had a problem today, I understand, with a bomb that went off and hurt some people pretty badly. Probably killed some people. They're telling me it just happened. But it's going on very well. We have peace in the Middle East. People don't realize it. We have tremendous support. 59 countries. There's tremendous support. But we'll... Phase two is moving along. Yeah. It's going to happen pretty soon.
Mr. President, did you speak with House Republican leadership about your decision to pardon Congressman Henry Cuellar? And are you concerned that you made a vulnerable Democrat perhaps less vulnerable with that decision?
It didn't matter. He's a respected person. He was treated very badly because he said that people should not be allowed to pour into our country. And he was right. He didn't like open borders. He didn't. He was on the border. You know, he represents a very respected man. He represents the people on the border. And he saw what was happening. And as soon as he made that statement, I then said, I'll bet he gets indicted. And that's what happened. You know, I put out my truth from that. Well, I did a truth. Wonderful truth. We love truth. But what happened is he got indicted for speaking the truth. And his wife got indicted, Imelda. And that's sort of a first. Usually they leave the wives alone, right? Don't they, Congressman? Yeah. Typically they indict somebody, put him in jail for the rest of his life, but the wife can just sit home and cry, or she'll find a new man. You know? A lot of times they find a new man, it makes them much happier. In fact, a lot of times they like that man better than the one that's in jail.
President, thank you. The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, is saying that he's actually proud to have the largest Somali community in the country, and his police chief
Well, then he's a fool.
Well, his police chief is also saying...
I wouldn't be proud to have the largest Somalian... Look at their nation. Look how bad their nation is. It's not even a nation. It's just a... people walking around killing each other. Look, these Somalians have taken billions of dollars out of our country. They've taken billions and billions of dollars. They have a representative, Ilhan Omar, who they say married her brother. It's a fraud. She tries to deny it now, but you can't really deny it because, you know, it just happened. She shouldn't be allowed to be a congresswoman, and I'm sure people are looking at that. And she should be thrown the hell out of our country. And most of those people, they have destroyed Minnesota, okay? Minnesota, you have an incompetent governor. You have a crooked governor. He's crooked as hell, but he's incompetent. Waltz is, he should be ashamed. That beautiful land, that beautiful state, it's a hellhole right now. And the Somalians should be out of here. They've destroyed our country. And all they do is complain, complain, complain. You have her. She's always talking about the Constitution provides me with... go back to your own country and figure out your Constitution. All she does is complain about this country. Without this country, she would not be in very good shape. She probably wouldn't be alive right now. So Somalia is considered by many to be the worst country on earth. I don't know. I haven't been there. I won't be there anytime soon. I hope. But what Somalia, what the Somalian people have done to Minnesota is not even believable. It's not even believable. And a lot of it starts with the governor. A lot of it starts with Barack Hussein Obama, because that's when people started coming in. And you have to have people come in that are going to love our country, cherish our country. They want to kiss our country goodnight. They talk about our country. We want them to pray for our country. This is not the people living in Minnesota. And she's a disaster. She should not be, and her friends shouldn't be allowed. Frankly, they shouldn't even be allowed to be congresspeople. Okay? They shouldn't even be allowed to be congresspeople because they don't represent the interests of our country. Anybody else?
The automakers spent billions on meeting the Biden EV rules. Should they be able to recoup that somehow? Given the change, and there's a question about the deal.
No. I'm not letting them recoup. They're going to do just fine. You know how they recoup? From this point forward, they'll do very well.
Can you also talk about the USMCA and what you're thinking about renegotiating that with the automakers?
Well, that's just an ongoing thing. It expires in about a year. And we'll either let it expire or we'll maybe work out another deal with Mexico and Canada. But look, Mexico and Canada have taken advantage of the United States, like just about every other country, in all fairness. It's not them. I'm not blaming them. But every country, because we had stupid people running our country. We had a lot of stupid people running. That's why we have $38 trillion in debt. But the beautiful thing about the tariffs is we'll start paying off that debt. The money coming in, they're finding money in our country now that they never knew existed. The other day, $30 billion. Where did it come from? I said, why don't you check the tariff shelf? They said, sir, that tariff hasn't started yet. It doesn't start till January. I said, no, it started 2 months ago. They call back, sir, you're right. It was from tariffs. No, we have a whole different country. I hope the Supreme Court, I pray that the Supreme Court understands the importance of the sensible, really, I mean, this would be country threatening if something happened with regard to that. You know, the people that brought that case are bad people. They're very bad people. They hate our country. They represent foreign countries, including China. But they represent, and China's paying us a lot of money now in tariffs. But they represent people that really don't like our country much. And I know some of them, and they're scum. In my opinion, they're scum. They're absolute scum. And they're not suing for any good reason. They're just suing to see if they can stop it because they make money if this country does badly. You know? So, but we're taking in trillions of dollars. We're stopping wars. We have great national security because of tariffs. And then to think that we have to even go and justify this, the reason a lot of these people, I can tell you this, maybe we would add the political people. We wouldn't have these people without tariffs. The people that are up here from Stellantis and Ford and General Motors, great companies, including this gentleman, right? They wouldn't be here today if we didn't have tariffs. They'd be building their plants in Mexico and other places. They're leaving Mexico and they're leaving Canada. They're leaving because they ripped off our country. They took our businesses away from us. And now, because of tariffs, they're all coming back. So it's a great thing. Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay, so that's the president at the White House. A lot there, but the big takeaway, of course, two things. Number one, the getting rid of these ridiculous fuel standards that Biden put in place when he one time said the future of cars is electric. And the second thing, said the president, saying that if there's video of that the second hit on the boat, he'd be happy to make it available to everybody. So that's that, and there'll be a lot more on this. We're going to talk to Kerry Severino about a local case in New Jersey with major national implications regarding the First Amendment and pregnancy resource centers. First, I want to tell you about Dr. Mike Venneri, because why is it that Dr. Mike Venneri, for 12 years in a row, other dentists have sent their patients to Dr. Mike? Simple. He's the best at what he does. He's the best. He is the man. He's a great guy and a great friend, and he is the one who is going to give you the beautiful smile that you deserve. That's Dr. Mike Venneri at Venneri Dental. Now, look, there are closer dentists. There are chain dental offices. Stay away from them. You want to go to Dr. Mike, because he's the expert, and that's why other dentists send their patients to him. For complicated stuff like dental implants, which, listen, you got to go to the best on this stuff, right? You may have benefits expiring at the end of the year. I mean, all benefits are expiring at the end of the year. You may have dental benefits. Don't leave them on the table. Call his office, see how they can help you. Just call them at 856-786-2020 or go to VenneriaDental.com. Great staff, super helpful. They'll help you figure out if these benefits apply to you. Cinnaminson office, Woodbury office, both right over the bridge. My family dentist and the master of dental implants, that's Dr. Mike Venneri, VenneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All righty, so big announcement from the White House today. A lot of stuff going on. It's turned into a busy day, as it often does here on the show. Grateful to have you with us, and we got a lot of great events coming up very soon. So we're excited for that. So we'll talk more about that as well. There's a case in New Jersey that was heard by the United States Supreme Court regarding these pregnancy resource centers. And we're going to get into that as well, because that's a very, very big deal. No doubt about that. But a couple of other things. So you heard the president talking about the Somalis. What amazes me, what I still can't believe, is how nobody seems to care about these Somalis who were ripped off by Tim Walz and these other people. Nobody cares about them. So you have these guys come in, like cartels, basically. And they ripped off the taxpayers for $1 billion. And then 480 workers in Minnesota in that industry, in that sector, which is amazing there's that many, tried to warn Kamala Harris and the DNC about Tim Walz and how he was directly responsible for this corruption, according to a story from newsbusters.org. And they still went with the guy. Amazing. But they brought nothing to the table, and they still went with the guy. Unbelievable. It's just amazing. But nobody cares. Nobody cares about the actual Somalis themselves. So the people, like the kids, the hungry people, the autistic kids, the homeless people, all these people, nobody seems to care. That is the part that I can't figure out here. It's like saying, we're going to go after the mafia, and then everybody assuming that we mean all Italians, not that the mafia exists, of course. But if the mafia is ripping people off and you go after them, you say, I don't want any more of these people coming in here. If all these Sicilians are coming in and they're ripping everybody off, not that they would ever dare. Well, we don't want them coming in anymore. But you wouldn't call it racist. You'd say we're going after criminals. And you would talk about the victims, many of whom might be Sicilian. Well, in this case, they're Somalian. So this is what the president said. And don't forget, Ilhan Omar hates this country. She stays here. She hates it. The goal here, of course, is to radically transform America into something that much more resembles Somalia. But what I can't figure out here is that this was like a criminal enterprise by these Somalis ripping off Somalis, and nobody cares about the actual victims in this because it's a Democrat governor and it's Tim Walz, and they'd rather focus on the mean things that Trump says about Somalis versus the mean things that the Somalis did to the people that actually need the help, like stealing the money. So here's the president, cut number one. Take a listen.
Which is barely a country. You know, they have no anything. They just run around killing each other. There's no structure. And when I see somebody like Ilhan Omar, who I don't know at all, but I always watch her for years. I've watched her complain about our Constitution, how she's being treated badly. Our Constitution, the United States of America, is a bad place. Hates everybody, hates Jewish people, hates everybody. And I think she's an incompetent person. She's a real terrible person. But when I watch what is happening in Minnesota, the land of a thousand lakes or however many lakes they have, they got a lot of lakes, but this beautiful place, and I see these people ripping it off, and now I'm understanding, and you're going to look at that, Scott, I hear they ripped off Somalians, ripped off that state for billions of dollars, billions, every year, billions of dollars, and they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I can say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to hell. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point.
What I can't believe there's not more focus on the people that needed the services and didn't get them. This entire social safety net that was created, this Scandinavian socialist utopia that they built in Minnesota, which of course was destined to fail and destined to be ripped off by people that love ripping these things off. You have not seen one credible media entity interview any of the potential victims and be like, you thought you were getting help. What happened? Nope. That says a lot to me right there. So they make it about Ilhan Omar. They make it about how Trump's being mean to Somalis. Well, Somalis were the ones ripping people off. It was a criminal enterprise targeting their own people. It happened in Minnesota. And nobody said anything publicly about it because they were afraid of being called a racist. See, and this is what happens. Because you say something about it, what happens? You get called a racist. So it was able to go on. Think about this now. When they started to raise red flags about all this corruption in Minnesota, all this theft, all this fraud, all these people being deprived of their services, what happened? They said, we'll sue, we'll call you a racist, we'll scream about it. And they said, shh, don't say anything. This is a very politically powerful group, these Somalis. And we don't want to be called a racist. So let them steal the money. Don't say anything. Trump calls it out, and what happens? He's called the racist, you see? But the thing is, he doesn't care. That's the thing. He doesn't give a damn. They've called him that word so many times, it just rolls right off his back. It doesn't work on him. But it obviously worked on Tim Walz and the other people in Minnesota who were like, ooh, well, we don't want to be accused of being racist towards Somalis. Ooh. Well, what about the fact that they're stealing money? What about the fact that they're ripping off people that need the help? I just don't want to be called a racist. So here's that brother lover, Ilhan Omar, who is a brother lover. Not that I judge. But she said she's not going anywhere. This is cut number three.
Congresswoman, do you agree with President Trump's assumption that you married your brother to get citizenship?
I am 3,500 yards.
Have you begun packing your bags for Somalia yet, Congresswoman Omar?
Not going anywhere.
So you're not?
No, don't waste your energy on me.
Do you have a message for President Trump?
I will be here probably longer than Trump.
Wait, do you have a message for President Trump?
I am like a quarter of his age.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say to him?
It's an old man losing his mind. I don't know why he's obsessed with me.
Interesting. Well, thank you, Congresswoman.
Yeah, I hope he gets help.
Thank you.
You didn't answer the part about the brother. I'm just noticing that. You kind of ignored that one. You just asked the question about the brother lover part, and you just didn't answer that. And he's like, what about leaving? She's like, oh, that'll answer. Yeah, no, I'm not going to. We don't talk about brother loving. All right. First rule of brother loving is you don't talk about brother loving. You marry your brother. You don't, you know, you don't talk about that. But no, I'll address the other part. Either here's a pro tip. Either you don't answer any of the questions or you answer all of them, because if you don't answer the brother loving one, that is glare. That's very obvious. Like, that's pretty glaring. It's like, you know, so my suggestion would be, and again, I'm just trying to help here, just keep walking down the hall and don't answer anything. You know what I mean? And don't say a word. You can't just selectively answer. Be like, well, I'm not going to touch that part, but I'll answer the second part of it. This doesn't work. Again, just me trying to help. All right? It's the kind of guy I am. Very helpful guy. It's what I do. All right? We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to look at this case in New Jersey regarding the attempts by Phil Murphy's administration and the Attorney General Matt Plackin to intimidate pregnancy resource centers, which is a scary thing for any conservative group or nonprofit group that doesn't agree with the government. It's a direct attack on free speech. We'll break it down for you. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. Go see him today. Two locations, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VenariaDental.com. Coming right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, big case yesterday before the United States Supreme Court. And while it has to do with New Jersey, it really has national implications everywhere regarding not just pregnancy crisis centers, but also really any organization the government hates and disagrees with. Joining us now on the show, Carrie Severino is president of the Judicial Crisis Network. She's co-author of the book Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court. Carrie, thanks for joining us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. It was a very big deal yesterday, I thought, when Justice Clarence Thomas pointed out to the Attorney General of New Jersey that nobody at this Pregnancy Resource Center in New Jersey complained. No donors complained. None of the women complained. Nobody complained, period.
Absolutely. New Jersey has been trying to attack these pregnancy centers, claiming that they are somehow misleading consumers, misleading their donors, particularly because somehow these people donating to crisis pregnancy centers thought they were donating to someone who's providing abortions. That's ludicrous. Everyone knows that's clearly not the case, right? These are very clearly pro-life organizations trying to help women in a crisis pregnancy, give them the support, the supplies, the material help, and the emotional help that they need. So that's, you know, that's already ludicrous on its face. But then Justice Thomas said, well, you know, what evidence do you have? You're saying this is confusing for people. Is anyone complained? And he had to go back and ask the question three or four times because they just kept beating around the bush and finally acknowledged, yeah, we have no real complaints against these pregnancy centers, but we think we still should be able to do this fishing expedition anyway. And I think that's something the Supreme Court is not going to look kindly on.
Yeah, I even read that one of the liberal justices seemed sympathetic to the idea that it's just wrong for the government to be able to just track down donors and essentially then intimidate them.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Justice Kagan sounded like she could be a vote in favor of them. Look, the fundamental case in this issue that they're relying on is actually a 1958 case called NAACP versus Alabama, where the state of Alabama was trying to do exactly the same thing to the NAACP. They were trying to publicize the donors. People were losing their jobs. People were getting threats. You know, this is the type of behavior that can happen, unfortunately, across the board. And we want to make sure no organization is subjected to it. That's the First Amendment freedom of association right here. And what New Jersey is trying to do is do an end run around that case, because even though the pregnancy centers have brought suit in federal court to vindicate their rights, they're trying to drag them into state court where they think they're going to get a more sympathetic audience to the state AG who's on this warpath against the pregnancy centers.
And the reason why, I mean, just so people understand, these pregnancy centers really are competition for Planned Parenthood, because a lot of these women go to these pregnancy centers and then end up deciding to place the baby for adoption. I mean, our family benefited from that on two different occasions. So it does compete with Planned Parenthood, which is why they hate them. And just back up a second, Carrie Severino, Biden's Department of Justice, their civil rights division, also went after these pregnancy crisis centers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, it's no surprise they don't make any money off of this, but we know Planned Parenthood makes all their money from abortions. They're not making it from handing out condoms. They're making it from the abortions. And so they actually were working hand in glove with the AG. Just again, this is like when Biden's DOJ is working with them. It's not OK. It's not OK when they're working with the New Jersey AG, because they're trying to engineer a way to have the government opposing their, you know, competition in the market. It's horrible. If people really were concerned about women having a choice, you know, so many women, I think it's 70% of women who say if they had more financial resources, if they had more things to fix those other problems in their lives, it's not that they don't want to carry this child, it's that they feel that the other circumstances don't allow it. Well, here's these pregnancy centers wanting to come along a woman and give her those options so that she has an ability to make the choice that she wants to make. Planned Parenthood isn't doing that. Planned Parenthood is offering one option only.
Yeah, no, Carrie, it's so true. And in addition to that, these pregnancy centers, they give out diapers, car seats, ultrasounds. They make sure that the women are healthy and they get the kind of vitamins that they need early on, the prenatal vitamins that are so important. They do a lot of great work. And this idea that the state can start going after donors and looking at people, that's an intimidation factor. But so is suing them, right? Because a lot of times they don't have the kind of money that Planned Parenthood does. They don't get government funding, or if they do, it's a pittance here and there. So in many ways, it's just, let's just go after them. We'll bust their chops in court, and then maybe we can just shut them out of business by just suing them. Now, in this case, they had great, I believe, pro bono representation by a wonderful organization. But thank God, right? Because otherwise, that's part of what the government likes to do. We'll intimidate you, and essentially now we'll bankrupt you just through the courts.
Yeah, the process is the punishment. So even if you're ultimately vindicated, they have to spend how much time, how many years working on this? And yeah, thank God for ADF's great pro bono support, but ADF's having to pay for that, right? And all of the people in this organization, every minute they're spending trying to strategize how we're going to fight this lawsuit, having to go through all their files in case they need to give them, you know, years of back records, all of this donor information, they're having to try to shore things up with their donors. It's already causing damage. There are a bunch of donors that signed an affidavit as part of this case saying, yeah, if I thought my name was going to be disclosed to the state, of course that would make me think twice about donating. And so what do you think is going to happen to their bottom line? And certainly, at a very minimum, they're incredibly distracted from their core mission of helping women.
Carrie Severino, as you looked at the case yesterday and you listened to the oral arguments, were there any other moments in addition to Justice Thomas and Justice Kagan that really struck out at you?
You know, I think Chief Justice Roberts made a really good point. Again, the state was trying to say there's no chilling effect on donors. Why are donors? Why are they going to be so scared about their name being disclosed? And he was like, really? Really? I mean, and I think several of the justices came back. There was another exchange. I think Justice Barrett led it, where they were saying, well, this subpoena, like, it's too early to sue on this. We don't even really know what the court's going to do with this. It's just not, it's non-self-executing, all these things. And she goes, come on, like, look at the text of this thing. And if you read the text, it says at the very end, if you are subject to penalty of contempt of court if you don't abide by the rules of this subpoena. So I thought it was great that she was pressing them on that. Justice Gorsuch got in on that as well. So there were a lot of really good exchanges. I think New Jersey has to be feeling pretty down after the way their arguments fared. They didn't have a lot of great answers.
And so we all understand, would the scope of the ruling in this be just towards this one pregnancy crisis center, or would this have bigger implications for the First Amendment?
Well, obviously, it's going to have the biggest implications for the crisis pregnancy centers in New Jersey, because it's not just First Choice. They're trying to cross the board, attack these centers. However, this is much, much bigger, because if New Jersey is able to do this, then you're going to have other states. Illinois might think, oh, that might be a good idea. California, which actually has already lost on this issue at the Supreme Court just a few years ago in a different case called Americans for Prosperity, where they were trying to, again, release conservative groups' donors. And they were just trying to release all nonprofits. Profits donors. But the bottom line is you can't do that. We know which side's going to get attacked more. We know who is at more risk for the boycotts and the people attempting to force them out of the market, everything like that. So the Supreme Court said, California, you can't do it. Now they need to go back and say, New Jersey, you can't do it either. But I think eventually you're going to get states that start to get the message. And otherwise, this could be a state that wants to attack, you know, gun manufacturers and is trying to get people, donors to the NRA disclosed. You might have someone who's trying to attack the oil and gas industry and is trying to use lawfare in that manner. We need to make sure all of that is shut down so that any group has a right to associate freely without fear of being attacked by the state and being targeted by their own government.
And very fascinating how you point up that the case is based on a case where people were donating to the NAACP. And that's what the basis of this case is on. That's very fascinating history right there.
Yeah. And the ACLU filed an amicus brief actually in favor of the pregnancy centers for that very reason, because this is an issue that should cut across party lines.
Excellent. Carrie Severino, Judicial Crisis Network. I appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Great talking to you.
All right. So we'll have a big 5 o'clock hour for you, too. And we'll get into some more stuff as well, including the drug boats that are getting blown up. And what did the president have to say about that today? The announcement on the fuel standards that they're being reversed now. If you're just joining us, we'll give you a recap on that as well. And you heard that Kevin Petullo, the offensive coordinator for the Eagles, speaking out after his house was egged in South Jersey. That's just not cool. So we'll talk about that as well as the show goes on today. And just a reminder that we will be live in Cape May on December 19th, and we're going to be live next Friday for the Children's Behind the Badge Family Foundation as they remember and honor Officer Andy Chan, Highway Patrolman Andy Chan, and the some other fallen officers, and we work to raise some money for their families as well. So that's going to be next Friday, December 12th. So mark your calendar for that. Mark your calendar for the 19th. We got a lot going on. All right. I'm going to tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding. It's all about American-made products, baby. American-made roofing products. The Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business. Can't beat it anywhere. Also, American-made doors, American-made windows. The Pella doors that they use, they're made right in Ohio by the Amish. You got the Anderson windows made right in our area. You got the CertainTeed siding made outside of Philly. The Owens Corning shingle made in Kearney, New Jersey. And since Emmons is platinum certified, by Owens Corning. That means you're going to have a lifetime warranty on the material and the workmanship. That's right, the workmanship as well. So you are in great hands. And winter is here. It's been cold out. And whether you got pelted with snow in PA the other day or just a lot of rain in South Jersey, you know it's coming. So make sure you reach out to Emmons today for a free roof inspection. You don't want to mess this up. And they serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So make sure you're covered. Also, they do remodeling, kitchen and bathroom remodeling. I'm excited for they're going to be remodeling our kids' bathroom, and they remodeled the bathroom in our old home, did a fantastic job. The Emmons design team, they have all these out-of-the-box ideas for you, things you never even thought of, and of course, they'll always work within your budget, which is key as well. So trust the team that I trust. That's EmmonsRoofing.com. American-made products and great local people. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast